Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 8, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I'm Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about atrocities linked to the Zimbabwean government and the possible adoption of reconciliation processes similar to the Rwandan genocide experience.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about what Zimbabweans can learn from the Rwandan reconciliation efforts.
In 1994, at least 800,000 minority Tutsis were killed by the majority Hutu ethnic group. The killings were conducted by the Presidential Guard, Rwandan Armed Forces, and Hutu militia groups after the death in a plane crash of then-President Juvenal Habyarimana and several other people. A call was made, including on radio, for the Hutus to kill their Tutsi neighbors. This led to bloodshed between April and July 1994.
Yesterday, Rwanda marked 25 years after the genocide, with Zimbabwe's Vice President Constantino Chiwenga among the people who attended the event in the capital, Kigali. Despite the killings, some Rwandan people have over the years reconciled with the Hutus who killed their fathers, their mothers, sisters, brothers, and others.
Can Zimbabweans learn anything from the Rwandan genocide following the massacre of an estimated 20,000 people by the North Korean-trained 5th Brigade between 1982 and 1987? What about other killings during general elections? Is national reconciliation achievable in Zimbabwe?
Yebo hambe Rwanda ba kunjalo ke lamhlanje sikhangele udaba lwe Zimbabwe sibe sesifaka khona ke okwenzakala kwele Rwanda. Lapho sokule minyaka engu 25 kumbe ngithi amajuma amabili lanhlanu abantu bekhumbula ke umbhuqazwe owayenzakala kulelo lizwe lapho kwafa khona abantu abang 800,000 abohlobo lwesiTutsi. Abantu laba babulawa ngamaHutus, ayecabangela ukuthi amaTutsi lawa yabulala umongameli wabo. Kwakubusa amaHutus ngesikhathi leso. So ke kusuka kuleso sikhathi kwakhanyazana abantu bahlala phansi bakhulumisana bakhumisana umlotha. Kodwa kulabanye lokho befunga besithi vele bangeke bakwenza konoko. Kodwa ke okusokwenzakele ukuthi okuningi kwangkhona kumgceke kakhulu ukuthi abantu abaningi bakhumisana umlotha. So siyabona ke kwele Zimbabwe kulabantu abafika phose 20,000 ababulawa libutho le-5th Brigade lokho kuthiwa iGugurahundi. Abantu babuza ukuthi kambe konoko kwenzakale Rwanda abantu beZimbabwe bangakuthatha bakuhlanganise kulunge yini khona ngapho le eZimbabwe. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lizinodaba lolo. So ke jonga kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Angiyaphila ndoda.
Yeah. So ke sikhuluma ngodaba lolo sibili kule Rwanda. Sibe sihlanganisa lokwenzakala eZimbabwe.
EZimbabwe ndizo zo. Chini chese Gibbs unowana chokufananidza nacho.
Kakhulu.
Vanhu vachiti dai atarisa zviri kuita ninge achikopawo izvozvo. Saka ndonyaya iri kutaurwa nevana veZimbabwe wakawanda kuti hongu Rwanda yakaita vanhu vanodarika 800,000 vakaurayiwa muna 1994 zvikuru verudzi rwechitutsi avo vaive vashoma pane verudzi rwechihutu. Zvakaita kuti vaurayiwe vanhu vanga vachinetsana nenyaya yekuti vechitutsi vanga vakadzvinyirirwa kwenguva yakati rebei. Saka kubva muna 1990 vakaitawo kuti vaizwirawo rizwikwe vachinetsana. Muna 1993-94 pakapaita kutaudzanawo kuti vange vachigadzirisana. Asi vari munguva yekugadzirisana iyoyo pakabva paita kuti ndege yakanga ine mutungamiri weRwanda nemutungamiri weBurundi nguva iyoyo yakadonedzwawo pedyo neKigali Airport. Zvakaita kuti mangwana acho vechihutu vaive vazhinji muhurumende nemumauto nemamwe mapoka avanga vainawo vachitanga kuuraya vanhu vechitutsi. Nguva iyoyo zvaive zviri nyore kuti vanhu vazive kuti uyu muhutu uyu mututsi, nekuti hanzi chitupa chemunhu chaibva chanyora kuti jonga kande miri ukana uri mututsi chebachanyora kunzi uri mututsi kana uri muhutu chebachanyora kunzi uri muhutu saka vaiti vakangokumisa vakati tione shitupa voona kuti uri werudzi rupi wokuuraya saka izvozvo zvakaita kuti vanhu vanodarika mazana masere ezvuru 800,000 vaurayiwe vanodarika 200 million vaka I mean 2 million vakatiza misha yavo mamiriyoni maviri vakatiza misha yavo vakawanda vakatiza vachipinda munyika dzakapoteredza dzakaita se Uganda DRC nedzimwe zvakaitawo kuti vechihutu ivava pavakanga vazochikundwa manje nevechitutsi vakanga vakurwisawo muhondo yaitungamirwa nevanotungamiriri iye zvino izvo Rwanda vaPaul Kagame vazhinji vechihutu ivavo vanonzi vakatizira munyika yeDRC Gibbs umo mangu vachiti vari imomo vanga vakwedza zvakari kudzoka vachirwisa vabvise hurumende asi chikuru chiri kutariswa nevana veZimbabwe nevamwe vari pasirose nechekuti pafa vanhu 800,000 vanhu ivo vakwanisa kuzoti vagadzirisana vakagarisana pasi iye zvino izvo vari kurangarira makore 25 makumi maviri nemashanu ekuti hongu takarwisana asi takwanisa kugara pasi sevana veRwanda zvinove zviri kunzi nevana veZimbabwe ko zvadii kuitwawo izvozvo kuti mushure meguku rahundi yakauraya vanhu over 20,000 matunhu ematevereland nemidlands paitawo kuti hurumende ingotambira kuti hongu zvakaitika totsvaga nzira sei kuti tigadzirisane vanhu vagarisane sezvakaitwa muRwanda yatirikurukurana
yekunjalo ke baba Tonga I think we've got videos of the Rwandan president Paul Kagame speaking at the commemoration of the 25th anniversary of the genocide yesterday in Kigali. Let's listen a little bit of what he said.
What happened here? Will never happen again. Our people have carried an immense weight with little or no complaint. This has made us better and more united than ever before. And I'm saying, those who think you have not seen enough of the mess, and want to mess with us, whether they are from here or from outside, I want to say, we will mess up with them big time.
Loge umnumzana Paul Kagame umongameli wakwele Rwanda ukuluma ngokukhona kokwenzakalayo uthi abantu akumelanga ukuthi baxozele bayenze khona kokwenzakalayo uthi vela kusoze kwafa kwenzakala kule Rwanda
vanoda kukuchidzira munhu
kunjalo
vanati nadzirwe
yanti yabona
onge Gibbs I understand we now have Edward Rwema is the reporter for Voice of America in Rwanda, and I think after a video that is coming now, then we talk to Ed. He's in a rush.
Yes, let's see the video.
You have to remember, because if you remember, it protects like it's like keeping the giving the dignity, the respect to those who died, and then it gives us a pride to those who survived as our generation. When we remember. It protects the young people to keep remembering, to know the things that happened.
In 1994, people died there. It's like walking with them, remembering how they suffered. Yeah, things like that. It's a great day for me.
So that those are two young men, Geoffrey Kalisa and Richie Nsengiyumva. So they were talking to some of the reporters in Kigali. So they are saying they still remember what happened and you know how they survived. So now let's cross over to Edward Rema. He is in Kigali. Rema, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Thank you so much, sir. So tell us about you know what happened yesterday and today in Rwanda.
Yesterday was the official commemoration of the 25th anniversary of the Rwandan genocide. The event was held here in Kigali and it was presided over by the President of the Republic of Rwanda, Paul Kagame. But before the speeches and the official remembrance. The president and his guests, who included several senior government officials, heads of states and governments, went to one of the Kigali Genocide Memorial, which is called Gisozi. This is a memorial that has close to 250,000 bodies buried there, for them to pay their respect and light the flame, which Rwandans believe is a flame of light. And this flame normally burns for 100 years, which signifies the 100 days that the genocide spent in 1994. You remember that Rwanda lost close to 1 million people, so basically every single day, 10,000 people died. So after that lighting and paying laying the wreath to the dead, they came to Kigali Convention Center, where several heads of states had gathered and other people to listen to speeches, as well as join hands with survivors. Most of them survived the 1994 genocide. I would also mention that Zimbabwe was represented by the Vice President of the country, Mr. Chiwenga. Today, there's not so much that happened. There was the inaugurating of the Garden of Memory. So most people know of memorial centers as one where remains are buried. But this time they also introduced something new, which is a Garden of Memory, where people can go meditate and also reflect on what happened in Rwanda 25 years ago.
Joga.
You know, in those 100 days of mourning, Eddie, many people would think that the flag will be lowered at half-mast, people won't be doing much. Can you explain what happens in those 100 days?
So basically what happens the first week, so basically the week from yesterday until April 13th, that is when the country mourns. It's the official mourning week. So basically all the flags are lowered at half-mast. Restaurants are not allowed to play any music. Only on the radio stations, the only music you listen to are somber music. But after April 13th, then life resumes. But that does not mean that people don't commemorate, because every single week there are people who died, and every single family has a day to which their members died. So throughout the 100 days, people have burials, have remembrance events, have meetings to reflect. But the only week that I would say that things are a little bit slower here in Rwanda, the week of from 7th April to the 13th. That's when everything seems to be a little bit different from the normal days of the year.
Do you think Mr. Chiwenga and his group maybe learned something from the Rwandan experience?
I believe one of the reasons that many people come to Rwanda is to learn, especially after the 1945 World War, when the world came out with that slogan of never again. Something happened again in Rwanda. The Rwandan genocide was the last of the 20th century. People thought that after Rwanda, nothing like that would happen. But we've started hearing stories in Myanmar. We've had stories of mass killings in Syria. You had issues in Mali. So people think that the story of Rwanda is so compelling that so many people believe there's a lot they can learn. And besides learning from the tragedy, there's also hope, learning from what this country has turned out to be. 25 years ago, it was totally hell on earth. Mm-hmm. But right now, people come here to learn lessons to do with how Rwanda was able to revive itself, to transform and become one of the most uprising countries on the continent when it comes to economic growth, cleanliness, easy to do business, things like that. So I believe there's a lot of countries like Zimbabwe that currently is going into some kind of instability. I wouldn't say that there is instability, but I would say the recent problems that the country went through, I believe if they can learn from Rwanda, they can stop that situation from becoming even worse.
Mm-hmm. And many governments, especially in Africa, Eddie, they are accused of not willing to open up on such incidences. How did Rwanda manage to open up and bring in that forgiveness?
I think it was all about a matter of life and death. I mean, when you have a country where close to 1 million people have died, and then you have a country where you have close to 800,000 people in prison, those are people that would have been the money power of the nation. So the fact that you see that, you're faced with all those challenges, it amplifies you to think harder and say, look, something happened, there's nothing we can do about it, but we have to move on. And how do you move on? You have to move on by accepting the bitter pill of sitting together, either with the people you killed or the people whose victims were killed, and try to sort out and see how you can work together so that you can either improve your livelihoods. Because remember, these people, most of them were killed by their immediate neighbors. These are people you're going to live with every single day. They are not going to go away. The survivors, it's a heavy burden for them, but at the end of the day, they say, we shall forgive but not forget, but will not be let or be allowed to be dragged by the past history. So, and that's the same message that you hear from especially young Rwandans, most of them who are born after the genocide, after the 1994 genocide. When you speak to them, they say, yes, something happened. We don't want to be part of that. However much we know that we need to preserve the memory, but again, we also have to look forward and help shape a country where something like this never happens. So it's something hard, but Rwanda has been able to try to make it whereby they can accommodate both the killers, both the families of the killers and the families of the survivors, and they try to move ahead, but again, not forgetting.
Mm. And maybe because you are rushing a little bit, our last question could be that, you know, it appears as if the Hutus, there are some Hutus as well who are complaining that they are being sidelined in terms of this reconciliation process because they also lost their relatives. So how best can that be handled?
Yes, that's a very tough discussion that is ongoing right now among especially the diasporas or the people who lost their relatives during the war and after the genocide. But when you speak to scholars, when you speak to survivors, they tell you the killings of the Hutus was not intended. If they died during the war, that is not something that was planned. But the killing of the Tutsis was planned, masterminded, executed. So it was a plan that was laid years even before the killings itself started. Mm-hmm. So that is where the difference is. The Tutsis were targeted. Some of the Hutu obviously died, those who were trying to protect the Tutsis. Those who were moderate, who did not believe in the idea of exterminating the other ethnicity, those were also targeted by their fellow Hutus. And also, there are some Hutus who died, especially those who were fleeing to Congo after committing atrocities here in Rwanda. Because you know that Rwanda pursued these people in Congo. And through that battle, I believe there are so many Hutus who died. Those also say, We need to be remembered. But again, it comes back to the issue of genocide. Who is targeted? How is it planned? Mm-hmm. How is it executed? Mm-hmm. It's a plan rather than somebody just dying through a war or something like that.
Eddie, thank you so much. And hopefully we'll see you soon. Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Okay, bye-bye. So that is Eddie from Kigali in Rwanda. So lapho ke lizwile ke uEdie khuluma sibili ngokunengi konoko kwenzakala Rwanda. So siyambonga kakhulu ke ukuthi asedulele khona. Okwamanje we are joined by one of our another guest, mm-hmm. and that is Mr. Pilif Kaule of ZANU PF. Mr. Kaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, my brother Gibbs.
Yeah. So nxa sikhuluma ngodaba lolu ke olwe Rwanda, sibe sikhumbula ke okwenzakala eZimbabwe okwakukurawundi. Kambe kungenana ngapi khonapho wena ngombono wakho?
kungena na kuphosa kungani kuyahambelana nanqanje kwachiyana kuchiyana nje kancinane kodwa ke konke khonoko nje ukuthi kulokufaka abantu abafayo ngobune besipha ngendlela naleyo abafa ngayo nje khonoko okuphosa kuhambelana lokwe-Rwanda. Into enjani ukuthi ngitshe ukuthi kulokuhambelana silo obukhulu bese kuthethi ke indlela yakhona njalo lathina njengamazimbabweni xa sibona konkwana okwenzakala eRwanda into zokuthi kuleyinye impilo ngale kwakhona ukuthi abantu bayahlala phansi bakhethe indlela eyodwa yokuthi baxolelane kwakhiwa ilizwe ilizwe leRwanda seliyakhekile ngendlela eliyakheke ngayo kuthengisa ukuthi abantu bala ukuthi basebenanzelela ukuthi hhatshi bayaxola kodwa bengakhohlwa kodwa okwenzakala izolo ukuthi kungaphindi kwenzakala bese bekuthetha ukuthi ilizwe labo liye phambili. Nathi njengamazimbabweni ngabona sifunda isifundo esihle kakhulu.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu, sicela ubambe khonapho ungayindawo. So Mr. Gawule is saying that you know, reconciliation is something that is needed. Even in Zimbabwe, what is happening in Rwanda, he says, is really showing that people can reconcile, can forgive, but not forget. Yes, so he says it's very important to actually forgive somebody and be forgiven.
But Mr. Gawule, do you see that same scenario happening in Zimbabwe, that of people, talking openly of Gukurahundi and forgiving each other?
Yes, I see it happening in Zimbabwe. All what you need to do is to open up and really come out with a commission that will handle such issues. And people should come out in the open and really tell the truth and shame the devil. Really bring this Gukurahundi thing to a close. Really, I think that this will help us to move forward as a nation.
Yeah, I think that's true, Gibbs. Let me just
read one or two messages.
Yes, and see what our viewers on Shona Facebook are saying. And we have Zakaria Mbayua. He says, good to be watching you live from Polokwane in South Africa. Then Gumsa Charamba, he sent us his mobile number. He wants us to call him. And Dennis Gorevoto, anze ndofunga matutsi akaiswa makona. Even now vakaiswa pakona, they are forced to accept and cooperate. That's what he thinks, that the Tutsis were forced to accept the forgiveness. He says he does not think it comes from their heart.
It was maybe through
If they were forced, but it brought peace to Rwanda.
Yeah.
Yes. And Dina Cosmas Mupozori, no sound, Machinda Angu, Imbotamba Nemchina, Zishoma. He says there's no sound. That's Cosmas Mupozori. He didn't say where he is. And I think that's okay. We have Mai Niko, who says, hopefully, Chiwenga learned to stop killing people. That's, I think he's saying the Zimbabwean government learned something. Since he's representing the government there, maybe they learned a leaf or two.
Now, back to you, Mr. Gawule. What's wrong with the government of Zimbabwe admitting that, so many people have been killed over the years by the government? When you look at the Gukurahundi issue, you look at during the 2008 elections and the 2018 general elections as well. So what's wrong with the government saying, okay, we did this, we are sorry? Sorry is a big word, right?
My brother, let me tell you something. Let's differentiate some of these things, especially when it comes to some of these incidents that happened in 2018. I think it's fair to talk about the Gukurahundi. Yes, I agree. And it's for the government again to say sorry about the Gukurahundi. Yes, I agree with you. But for these other incidents, like the 2018 incident, whereby some people were demonstrating, or maybe it was that kind of a demonstration that took place even after election. Even then, okay, I know, especially the demonstration that took place in 2018. Those elections, my brother, they were not demonstrations as such, but they, some people had a hidden agenda. What happened? Let's put into consideration what happened. People destroyed property, people looted property, and that, those were not demonstrations even then. There were people with the, who were pushing their hidden agenda, and this is exactly. And what happened then thereafter? I don't think it's something that we can blame the government on, but we blame all those perpetrators of violence and all these all the tattoos who destroyed property and looted the people's shops. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly what I saw. And it was for the government to protect people's lives and property at the same time.
But then,
what about the Kukuraundi? Yes, the Kukuraundi one. What about the Kukuraundi issue?
Yeah, the Kukuraundi, the government should come out clean and say, we are sorry of what happened in the year 2002. Sorry, 19... So which year was that?
1982 to 87.
Exactly. But remember, there was someone was in charge. Someone who, by that time, it was Muqtada, who was the president, or who was the prime minister, and who was the commander in chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces, and is the one to blame. But anyway, let's show the blame as a government to say we are sorry.
But killing is
yes, Mr. Yeah. Mr. Gaule, that doesn't mean that those perpetrators of violence in 2018 and 2019 must be killed. That's why they are courts. And if you kill someone who comes to steal at your home, Mr. Gaule, they will tell you put the law in your own hands. The same happened with the government. Why should it kill its people? That's why they are police. That's why they are courts.
But I don't think... In the 2008 incident of the demonstration, the government had the intention to kill its people. There is nothing like that. But there are some people who especially those who were taking part in the demonstrations, those people are to blame for whatever happened, not the government.
I think the government, by bringing in the Mosande Commission, in a way admitted that it happened. So I don't think it's worth sweeping it under the carpet. Let me bring in a caller, then we'll come back to you, Mr. Gaule. Hello, Tinem Tereri.
Hello?
Yes, Makadi Baba.
Yes, Linjan.
Skull. Yes, I'm going to Linjan.
Baba.
Yes,
Sindiso Mahlangu.
Ye, Mahlangu. Nathi udaba ngathini namhlanje?
Hey, Mthembu, uyabona ukuthi enza qala ukutsho ukuthi thina singamaZimbabwe. Kuzima ukuthi singathi thina sizakwenza lokho kufana lokwenziwa ngamanye amazwe. Ngwaye ngoba thina singabantu sinje iqiniso siyalibalekela. Ungakhangela into eyenzakale khathesi ema-14. Siyayiphika kwe-TV eyenzakele, wonke umuntu eyibona into eyenzakele. NgoJanuwari abantu bafile ekhaya. Leplawayo lapha abantu bafile. Siyakuphika konke lokhu yasithi kasikwenzi thina siyi-government, but kusenziwa ngabantu njengathi. So ukuthi sesiyo into eyenzakale kudala le kuzokuba nzima. And sizala silokho sikhombana ngemini kuphela ukuthi uzibani nozibani. Why? Because iqiniso kalikho kithi singabantu.
Pho manje iqiniso litholakala ngaphi mfowethu?
Iqiniso ngithemba ukuthi thina sithembane. Thina singathembana. Bese i-government yona, bese iziletha yona ebantwini. Ngoba ukuthi kuzokuthwekula president, upresident upresident ngabantu. Ngisho kuyotsho yona induna, ukuthi kuthwekule induna yinduna ngabantu. But ma yona induna, kungaba ukuthi yona kumele ukuthi yona yesatshwe, ibe ngubhova. Kusho ukuthi wonke umuntu uzobaleka ngoba lakhathi esingikhuluma kanje, so nxa isilwane singakhala la, wonke umuntu uyabaleka Mthembu. But nxa kuyukuthi u-government yena ngokwakhe engumuntu oleqiniso, akazilethe kubantu. Atsho ebantwini layo ukuthi hayi bantu baphambaniseka lokhu lalokhuya 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 sihlale phansi abantu bezwisisane.
Pho kumele kuqalise kolokho mbani nguhulumente?
Mthembo vele isitimela likhanda. Amatroko wonke lawana abe landele ikhanda, ngeke uhlane lawo amatroko ehamba wena wodwa nje ikhanda lingekho ukuthi kuzothe kule sitimela likhanda. Yena ikhanda. Ikhanda lona lingavuma ukuthi likhothamele ukuthi linike abantu umthunzi. Labantu bayahamba emthunzini becashele ukushisa kwelanga. But lona ikhanda lingafuna ukudonza lilodo. Abantu bazabe bona akukho ukuthi abantu bazodonzwa njani ngoba ikhanda lona lidonza lilodo. But bona abaphezulu obabugawule bengavuma ukuthi hayi bantu lokhuya kwaphambaniseka siyakuvuma yini abantu. Asikulungiseni sikuthi njengoba kade santi bekhulunywa ukuthi ikhomishini liyanika mhlandle liya yabuya yasho ukuthi amasosha ayiwa wrong. Thina singabantu bezimbabwe nalo ke sikwala kukhala thina sodwa, but i-commission yona ikumela ukuthi hayi masotha awuxoliswe ebantwini ebekambe kwaphambaniseka asechithekile ngeke ziphinde kutheke. Asikuseneni thina njengabantu sitshoni ukuthi bantu nxa sokunje kasenzeni lokhu lalokhuya lalokhuya lalokhuya.
Hayi, siyakuzwa mfowethu, ungathini kusasa.
Ngiyabonga Mthembu.
Yeah, so Sindiso is saying that you know, there's need for the government to actually apologize, to go to the people and apologize and say, this happened.
Mm-hmm.
We are very sorry. So then, it's simple to do that.
Yes.
Yes.
That's, I think that's the most important thing. Yeah. And most of the people, since we started covering the commemoration,
yes,
they were urging the government to just
apologize,
accept it happened,
yeah,
and open those old wounds, clean them, and make sure that they heal forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
That's what people need.
Maybe Mr. Chiwenga will say something when he comes back,
yes,
from Rwanda.
That's
we're not sure what he's going to say.
That's true.
But what he observed and all those things, it could be good to get hold of him and talk to him and listen to
what he thinks.
If he wants to talk, yes.
That's true. Maybe Mr. Gaul, you were still explaining when we cut you short and brought in the caller.
Yes, I was saying, yes, but at times it's not good to blame the government for what has been, for what these other people did, especially the soldiers. When they shot people, especially after the harmonized election, those people... that if ever there is anyone who committed a crime there, that person is supposed to be punished for that, for killing people, innocent people,
that's
innocent civilians.
Now, Mr. Gaule, you see, it will bring us back to 1982 to 1987.
Mm-hmm.
The 5th Brigade, the government would just say those were rogue soldiers. The same thing with what you are saying, that those who killed people in 2018, 2019 should be brought to book, those soldiers. But they fall under the government of the day.
But those were not rogue soldiers, because that happened for a lot. It was that period when people were massacred in Matabeleland by the 5th Brigade.
Yes.
By that time, Mugabe, you know, he was moving around all parts of Europe there. And with the Queen, with Queen Elizabeth, and whoever there. And he was being supported by the British by that time when he was butchering our people in Matabeleland. That's why I differ. But today, when someone is killed, maybe in some violence in some part of the country here, one or two people, then people cry foul. But by that time, especially the whites, they are the ones who are making a lot of noise about some of these things. But where were they during the Kukulundi period?
But for you, you sound like you want to say the other one happened because of the government. The other one happened because of the soldiers. But what I'm saying is the government of the day should take blame of whatever happens. Even if it killed one person or 20,000 people, they should come out openly and apologize. Let's hear from our new guest. We have Mr. OK Mashisa, the Zim Rice director. Maybe he may answer.
The other one happened.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Yes, welcome, Mr. Mashisa.
I'm very sorry for coming in a bit late, but I think my contribution might add one or two issues. All right, to begin with, if we look at how Rwanda went through its process, it started with the system accepting that there was a genocide and that people needed to discuss freely without antagonizing anyone, without arresting anyone, or without making it sort of a taboo that when you speak about a genocide or Gukurahundi, it becomes criminal or it becomes bad. So in our country, talking about Gukurahundi, it started as it's a criminal issue. It was not accepted by the system to ensure that everybody would actually say this is something that would need to be discussed freely so that we can reach a consensus together.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the steps that Rwanda took and the steps that Zimbabwe is actually trying to take, we are far from where Rwanda is. What I would encourage at this moment is for the government of Zimbabwe to accept that the madness which Robert Mugabe accepted that it happened should actually be discussed freely without criminalizing the process. Once that has happened, you would see that contributions from everybody within Zimbabwe, whether northern part of Zimbabwe or up or southern part of Zimbabwe, it doesn't matter, because this happened in Zimbabwe. And Zimbabwe for us is for us all. Whether one person has been killed or 20,000 has been killed, we need to discuss this together. So at mm-hmm. this moment, we need a lot of seriousness from the system, from the government, so that the people can start to discuss the issues of Gukurawundi without being criminalized. We've seen quite a number of people being arrested. Even artists, we have come up with some artistic productions, theater or drama or music, being arrested on the basis that they have created something that the system should accept happened.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mr. Machisa. Let's just read some messages that were sent by people. We've got Usbangani Ndlovu, Oti, Ugawule kachophela ukuthi uGukurawundi involve uMnumzana Robert Mugabe, uMnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa labanye. So kaphumela egcekeni atshela abantu iqiniso ngakhonoko. Ye kunjalo akhona futhi amanye khonapha mfowethu ama-messages. Ungaba la 1 or 2 sibe sesibuyela ke kubaba uGawule sizwe ukuthi angathini ngendaba lezi.
Ndizozo hanzini mumwe muvunzi anonzi Morgan Sliwayo. Hanzi munhu uyo muvunzi kuti chii chakakonzera kuti hurumende iuraye vanhu ava 1986 zvakasiyana papi neavo vakafa izvozvi. I think vari kubvunza futi
vakaona. That's a very big question, but
yes.
Before doing that, let's take a caller.
Yeah, pana mutere.
Yes, lo caller lapha ecingweni sizotombane. Kunjani baba?
Hello.
Yes, sabona mfowethu.
Ah, you have babu mfowethu eBotswana.
Yeah, unjani Nkomo?
Hanya phila sewe baba.
Yeah, isikhathi sesithe ubona njani udaba lwalo Nkomo?
Hayi, kubuhlungu dube. Inje Gukurawundi.
Ifoni yakho yaqhumeka Nkomo. Nkomo ifoni yakho yaqhumeka. Uyifake ngaphansi kozwani.
Eh?
Mara sikufoni le Nkomo. Ifoni yakho leza kuphoxa le. Sizakufonela kathesi Nomzana. So there are other people that are sending messages as well.
Yeah.
We've got Themba Khumalo. He says in Zimbabwe there is absolutely a need for a genuine apology from the government, especially certain individuals, including Mr. Mnangagwa, retired General Chiwenga,
mm-hmm.
retired Air Marshal Perence Shiri, former President Robert Mugabe, and others. Those that in government, after apologizing, must step down. So that is according to Themba Khumalo. And we've got another message from Nomthandazo Nkomazana. He says, Mr. Kaule speaks too much. I think maybe he must reduce his rhetoric on some of these Zimbabwean political issues. So, but Mr. Kaule is always willing to come and talk here. You know, this is a platform
for everyone.
For everyone, yes.
Yes.
And then we've got Ubaba, Umama, Umelodi Kolite Chuma, Utilami Kona, Lale Kona. So let's go back to Mr. Kaule. So, Baba Kaule, last time, the civil war pambili. Sikhuluma ngakhonokho ke okwe reconciliation kambe kungakhunyiswa nanjani umlotha ukuthi uGawule enje wabulala umna wami kumbe baba bami kumbe mina ngabulala isihlobo sakho sikakhumisana njani umlotha baba Gawule?
Ukukhulumisana umlotha kukhona sibili ikakhulu owakuqala yikuthi ibatela amaqiniso lo bese bethi ngatela amaqiniso iqiniso laziwe omunye onguyoni leyo avume izono zakhe ngokuvuma kwakhe bese ecela uxolo ukuya kufika ekuthini abantu bakhumisana umlotha ngenxa yokuthi omunye laye uyabe evuma izono zakhe evuma lokho kubi akwenzileyo njengakhona okukhoethi kukhangeleleyo ukuthi alibanxa abantu bengaba lethuba lokuthi bakhulume ukuthi hhayi kwaphambaniseka laphana kwabanje abantu labo bayazi uzabe hlonithiwe abantu ikakhulu ngokuthi abanye baxole bathi hayi kwaphambaniseka okuyisikhathi lesana esinjengalesana isikade sili hayi sasikhangela ukuthi sithi kodwa sasikhangela baphambaniseka abantu bayakuzwisisa kono kodwa kungakhanya ngani yinto yokuthi ngingabomo oyokuthi into yakhona akula muntu othi sorry akula muntu othi waphambanisa akula muntu oxolisayo akula muntu onanzelelayo ukuthi abantu konoko kuba yinto elizwisa abantu ubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba into le imele ikhulunywe iphele ukwenze impilo lesizukulwane esilandelayo into le ingazihluphi ngoba iyaisimele ilungiswe yilaba abayibo abakwenzayo abakhona ngakathi ezingalesi sikhathi.
Yes, yawuza kakhulu ke baba Gawule, sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana. So what he's saying is that there is really need for reconciliation, and the government should actually apologize for some of those atrocities. So I think we've got a caller.
Hello, tinamuteereri ndiyani ari parunhare?
Makalira baba.
Takasimba baba ndiyani awo?
Ndiyashumba South Africa.
Ndiyashumba South Africa, upenyu huri sei? Ndizvozvo, hanzi kwese kune kwaunenge uri unenge utori kumba kwako nokuti ndopo wakutoona kuti ndarara papi.
Ratoona kuti uri kutiza kune mafuta anopika kuri nani tichiuya kuno kumoto.
Moto
nani unogona kumanga kuti dakada kukazviri nani pane kuti tichiuchena mune mafuta.
Aiwa ndizvozvo. Tipeiwo mashoko enyu pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukurai.
Ndikuradziwa hangu naakuru vamina vakutaura rurimi rwechizevela. Akuru vanorwadza kuenda kunga havatozivi kuti takaurayisa vanhu mutanho yezikura hwendiya yandirika ndicho chimwe chetezvo chakaurayisa vanhu patanga hispendisitini akapa vanhu pakasika pakubvunza kuti short leve nerisizingamaiziva yandirika the same reason yakafira vanhu zikura hwendiya iyeyo imwe chete the same reason iyeyo yazourayisa vanhu gorapira futi and the same people vakanga vari in the forefront ndivava vangati iye mugaba ndati nawo someone was saying mugaba anga ari ku na kufina ikasiyepotani yarono kunoku so itinezvi mugabe vatinobeva so tinezvi vanga vari kuwacho ndivavo ndovasara varipo kubhizinesi the same thing hiringe tika mugabe paanga asipo ine zvaapo that's the same thing hiringe tika futi saka inezvi matumira futi uyu wamatumira kuekuti anoona zvinoitika murwanda kwacho waenda kukoyo the same person futi hapana chanondobuda kana kawani there is nothing chatirikasikrita kuti mazimbabwe ini until tazovazobvuma kuti okay fine ngapa chinda malections ari normal kwete kuti like zakatika last year tamuti after the coup kaita normal kuti yange nikachona nebofu kuti bizine coup so tinda kumalections or elections dzekubii ekungaunga ungagona kutirikana nemunhu wadhisa munhu nehonde ungagona kumuvika kumira unless the runs after the coup ye kubva kwanzi asina kupinda pakuu ndoko kukwidzana vari vaviri even right now, when they are talking, they are talking about reconciliation. They are talking about that time. They are talking about that time. They are talking about that time. That's the same thing. They are written in government. It's not going to change. They are not going to change. They are going to change. But when they are talking about that time, they are talking about that time. They are talking about that time. They are talking about that time. Inezvi noona kuti munhu anga ari ticha akuita mabasa raasina kumbogara aadzidzira yeba kuupenyu hwawo hwakaoma hwakakwata kuitwa negavhumendi yanga iripo ye basibasi takaona kubva kuna mugabe saka aita chinhu akaisa chivindi ikatendi unao kuti ndangashandisa basa dezimusha kuyoube surprise but na right now andrevin trasino matazwa ndisina mugara ndakatushungira kuti ndingazviita muupenyu ndizandibita zokuti ndine hama ndakataura ndikudzoka matanzirese kuti iwe hudhiraa takunotenga here. But I'm doing so because of the fact that I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. But I'm not sure if you're going to tell me about the government. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you.
Vagaule regaitinzokuti vagaule vanogona here kupindura ipapo vagaule ameno munokwanisa here kupindura kana nerurimi rweshona kana nechirungu pane vashumba vari kutaura
ndivapindure nerurimi rwavo
ndizvozvo
vashumba ndinokunzwai zvamuri kutaura but hamusi kuziva zvamuri kutaura muri kurasika musingarasiki gugraundi yakaitika regai manyepo wokuti vanhu vakaumbamba munangagwa ndiva vakakonzeraisa izvo mugabe ndiye angeri prime minister ndiye ari commander in chief masoja kana ichienda kuna mission even iko kudrc iko ndi commander in chief mugabe chai chai ndiye aisvika paya pamasoja paya pauyona bhenji racho ichisvika kuti hindai kunoita basa
and the Mugabe Taye Taye and Diaka Conservation. Say Muchingani Kufuma, but in the Mugabaka Zita is also. He and Tonga Nikai. The other Conservation for Govanu. One was on the Pasipaki, the Okapuama orders with great Jews. The same with the Tisa is also. One was in the other Conservation.
9 Vashumba, Vashumba, if I ever go to Canada, Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Regaiti mbozo wa machisa. Let's bring in Mr. Machisa. Wa machisa munoti wa ninyi ayiri kutaurwa.
Ndinotenda chose ndiri kuda kukumbira kuti kana tichi discuss kana tichi taura ninyaya yegukura hundi. Let's all be calm and remember that we are discussing a very serious issue. Chinhu chinonzi kukura hundi chinhu chinochemedza munhu wese zvake. And ndoda kustress a point yekuti gukura hundi was a collective damage. Haisi yekuti tingati munhu wani vaive paground nevaituma zvakangofanana. Saka let's not put a blame pamunhu wani. It is a collective damage yakaita kuti tive ne genocide years. That's number one. Number two, regai nditaure ndichiti ndaandishinzwa tsitsi nhasi ndichiverenga munewspaper kuchinzi hurumende iri kuda kunocompensate ma white commercial farmers. I have nothing bad with that. But let's also look at things that trigger zvimwe zvinhu zvidiki diki izvi. Compensation yevanhu vekumatebeleland nevekumidlands inogara ichitaurwa muprocess yenational healing. Let's try to invest a lot of resources munyaya gukura hundi tibve taitanga nekupedza. I'm sure the reason why we have the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission is simply because there is realization yekuti zvinhu izvi zvakaitika. But let's put resources, time, and a lot of materials in making sure that we have started and closed in the ground. I can assure you, kana tichina kuinvest my resources, tichina kuinvest my materials yedu, ne time yedu, nyaya yegukura hundi ichatora another generation. So at this moment, it is important for us to say, for gukura hundi to come to a closure like what Rwanda did, what should we do? I'm not saying let's not compensate our white commercial farmers, but there are certain individuals, there are certain thousands and thousands of Zimbabweans who would need that compensation as well, without looking at what happened in 2000. But if you go to 1980 up to 1985, you would see that there are a lot of people who are suffering today, and a lot of challenges that we are realizing even today. Because of gukura hundi. And what we need now?
Thank you,
we
Mr. Machisa.
We need to invest in my resources. We need to invest time, and we need to invest anything that we think can put closure to gukura hundi.
Thank you, Regai Titore Tinemtere, Ramba Yimuri Parunare. Thank you, Ashumba, tinotenda one kupinda mchirongwa. Regai Tinzumtere, aripo kuti ndiani. Hello? Oh, I think quite a problem. Okay, shall na watafona zakari, but let me just read a message from Muzi Mube, who is the organizing secretary of MDCT in North America, that's MDC, led by Mr. Tokozani Kupe. He says that in Rwanda and South Africa, we saw the Reconciliation Commission sentence perpetrators to jail. In Zimbabwe, the problem why the government doesn't want to admit is because the head Gukura Hundi perpetrators in Zimbabwe is President Mnangagwa himself and his ZANU-PF crooners like Robert Mugabe, Perence Shiri, Chiwenga and others in top government. It seems these guys are only afraid to go to jail for crimes of humanity. That's it. And then he went on to say, if it is or if it was Mugabe, let's have Mnangagwa arrest Mugabe for Gukura Hundi atrocities then. That's Muzi.
That's Muzi. Yeah. So I think our caller is back. Yeah. Hello, caller. Kunjani, kuna vitu mani?
Hello.
Hello, kunjani baba.
Ni David kubotwana, ndilo dautaura.
Dautaura baba.
Kulumani baba.
Eish, haja zangu zanyanyo wangu wanda. Milo tindika pizere, nguwa iti nge hende.
Itaura iti nge, asitungo kupai 30 seconds. Kana asha zaka wanda, zika subuda na umuwa huko atidi.
Ye, naida uti mundi batu kuti, wakaule wapindre mbundo, yese ili kubundo. Watikitere la wanekuti, wakerele wale kubunza mbunza asa yesu pindu. Right, unge wacho wandilo na kubunza ndio kuti wamu gabe wacho wakafa here. Atiti wale kubunza urumende wamu nangagwa ili kuti china o. Kana wamu gabe wane mosha kwa urumende yacho ili kuti china o. Ngawa ito mchene zile urumende ilipo. Kutitize yote urumende yacho ino gona basa. Please, itaye kuti wa baba wapindre mbunzo, yese ili kubunza ni watereli, please.
Yes, wagaole, zinege shirukunzi, mupindro mbunzo, kitra vashinzgirewe gata ura yezhenye.
Halo?
Hanzi, ina baba wariparu nara, abo wariku Botswana, hanzi, wamu gabe wachiripo, kusei urumende ya omenanga kwa isiriku wa sunga.
Ono, sunga simulu. Agaita sa mga, ano mzira here mgari. Nga atuwa ke, chimotuwa ka kutitilete siya mgari, argu wena fe. Achembe razu, singa iti kuti hivini, iyo ka mtora uchi mingi ka kujeri. Hivini mwari ano kuru wani, ano kupa punishment ya kao mara rastere. Nga mawa kuti mgari, ato gura, ato pera, ato, kwasa rachete kuti mwaya, umude chiti, ati munu kuti unongoti unongoti.
Yes, wakaule rikaiti nge, waruku pindura baba wariparu nare, taura ya zenyu?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, taura iti nge, manzu, kwa waruku taura hanzi, wamu gabe wa chembera, saka kutibusuge muna, chembera unara ajiti.
Kwa wakati, nga wata izi, wa pindure nye iyo, yukunyango wakasende, wakasenda mjeri, asipi ulakunzu, wakuti mindure yao, ino tichi, panya yeku mpahundi.
Thank you so much. Matisi Tandiani?
Ni David Kubotwana. Ena adisi kuti bumbi yore mtemo yuku Zimbabwe. Rino tichika na muna haka para mosa. Rino kuti po haka para mosa. Iwanga wasina ukwe gura.
Ye, we have watched us really ufereche.
Wanipa wangu pindura.
Ndiso, sore gaiti gozu wakuti kumberu uko. Shunye itase anzi maza na mara iranu. Wapame wangu wasatu wa zifunga u. Watu nzuko kwa muri.
Papa, kwa kwanza kwa dai za wapu wapu wapu. Nza kuti kwa 15 billion ya gendesi. Nekuti nye ye ye ye
Thank you so much, Mkoma David. That's Mkoma David. He's bitter.
Very bitter.
Yes, he says, I'm too angry to go there.
So, Baba Kaunde, njoba bantu mbuza, sivile uzulumbuzo. Upendulia kwa napo kisishwa lakota, abantu wafunuguzo ngezinde vele. Lina liti umkave wabula la abantu. Kota umkave ukona kwa lamtanje, udlama vele, sikuluma kunji. Indabe ngabojo, mkulumende kwa mnangako. Mwabato wane nga batu mnanga kwa nguye kwa itoboti sabantu kwa nama. Akuba pende sivyo wa kawuli.
Umgabe, kulikiniso yukutu umgabe nguye watumela ikukura hundi kutie mula nabante matepele lendi. Umgabe nguye wa itumela lungopo. Umgabe njale nguye umuntu wabula labanya abantu labe mufa. Bonke lababanyi sababala yote ngokara labanyi labanyi. Umgabe vele kumbula nyeni.
Bota mbo peni pera. Mbali mkawangele.
Konoko mkabe vele kutu. Ekwenda konoko mkabe. Bo abantu konoko abaya kwazi. Unjalo wakunga la mtu ngampisa. Akuni mana nikisipone lo niti. Ukono mtu ngate kokeri lizu. Ezo utabantu wa yabula wanga. Mwazo za wengi. Apo yekele kukumeke pandili. Kwe pandili. Kwe nito wakona. Kwe kukweti sikati kubula wabantu wezi. Sige nero nane likona. E tuli. Enga kulumilu tu.
Yes, ya wana pele ndawani ni jangabu Rwanda pela, abantu bakwenza hako noko, wapozele chele, wapakati sivili. So, kuna linga mtata limpozele pakati, lupa, eze kulani kuna.
Luana vile, unkulunkulu wakhe ngiyozambona la ngezinzono zakhe nezazenzayo ambona uyaphikelishona lelo kwathi yakhanya ngamtsho kuyikumkhahlameza ngendlela ayevele ukuyalela ngayo embusweni ngendlela ayevele eseluphele etheni lenjana yikho engikubonayo kuphela otherwise ngadike akukutshona bemse ukuthi yakhe thathe zejele mbona ngani hayi kade kungayo
Yes, Mr. Machisa, can you chip in here? You know, why is it that some people, you know, let me put it this way. There are some people who are claiming that, you know, even Mr. Mnangagwa is responsible for the fire brigade massacres. But going forward, what can be done to solve this crisis? You know, it's a big issue.
Yeah, I have indicated from the beginning that it was a collective damage.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not exonerating the sitting president. And what I am saying actually is for us to have, to put this issue to rest, let's all be serious. I hear that, and I agree, mm-hmm. that even if Mugabe is very old, when we put together our minds and say let's have political will to ensure that we have put to rest this thing. It's important for Robert Mugabe to be part and parcel of this discussion because he was part of it. And he is also the one who can actually offer some remedies to it. So mm-hmm. it is very important not to leave anyone, including Robert Mugabe, even if he is, as long as he's able to speak, it is important for him to be part and parcel of this discussion. And for us to be able to come to a meaningful conclusion, we need to put to invest in a lot of resources, but most importantly,
mm-hmm.
political will. And let's be genuine. Let's be genuine. And if we say we want to discuss this without criminalizing, without arresting anyone, without intimidating or harassing anyone, it will actually come to an end because the people of Zimbabwe would actually say, if we have started to discuss this, the remedies that we are going to be putting together are the following. And these are going to be coming from the people of Zimbabwe.
But Mr. Machisa, do you know of any politician who is genuine?
Well, it's not about being genuine, but it's about showing political will, making sure that this can happen without throwing spanners or without trying to hide behind a finger. Look, I'll give an example. The vice president went to Rwanda to witness a very important day because the Rwandans themselves realized that there is a process that needs to be genuine and frank political will, frankness and political will are those ingredients. But if that can happen in Zimbabwe, we will see President Kagame coming to Zimbabwe to celebrate with us because we will have invested a lot into it. But it is with the political will. It starts with being genuine, and it starts with being not criminalizing the process. The problem that we have in Zimbabwe is that we are not genuine with this process. Let everybody start to discuss this without criminalizing anyone.
Pakauma ipapo vagaule ndokumbira hangu nerurimi rwamai mashoko enyu ekupeisira zvizvi zvamungakurudzira tichitarisa kufakwe vanhu kubvira muna 1980 kusvika pari nhasi kwese kuurayiwa kuvanhu kuri kunongedzwa kuhurumende kuti zvingaitwa kuti zvigadziriswe
izvozvo zvinoda kuti zvitarise nehurumende kuti vanhu vataurirane zvazvataura nataura kuti tizina kusina kucriminalize vanhu kuti vaone tione kuti kwakanganisika rende pati ndiani akanganisa ihurumende here kuti chii chaitika izvozvo zvigadziri kuti remangwana zvingaitiki zvinhu zvakadaro.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kaule, and thank you so much, Mr. Okay Machisa. I think we are coming to the end of our program right now. We thank all these people that joined us tonight. The problem is that we don't have any extra time.
Mm-hmm.
Would have wanted some extra time.
But you can bring in Mr. Gaul and Mr. Shumba.
Yeah, and this reminds me of the bees at PF. We'll talk about that some other time. So we thank VOA reporter Edward Rema, VOA Central Africa, and Mr. Pilif Gaule, ZANU-PF member. And we also thank Mr. Oke Machisa Zimrights for actually joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
tisinga kanganwe vateereri vese vanga vakatarisa chirongwa vachiteera chirongwa nevakwanisa kupinda muchirongwa totimorora zvakanaka studio 7 ndeyenyu tobatana mangwana jonga kandemiri ndo zita rangu